here, and we're joined here with Coach Brian Gentry in the post game. And Coach, this is a disappointing loss. You guys did everything right in the first half, and then the 10-0 run by Southeast in the third quarter really kind of proved to be the difference.
Yeah, I mean, our defense was, you know, comparable to last night, was not good at all. We were late covering flex screens, flex cuts, which allowed their guys screening to get open on the perimeter. And again, we just kind of impatient offensively. We turned the ball over too many times, and pretty disappointing, you know, really after the effort last night. We just came out really flat. I didn't think we would. But yeah, like you said, we have a 10-point lead, or 9-point lead, whatever it was. And then we just started taking possessions for granted. We were weak with the ball, trying to rebound it with one hand, passing with one hand. So a lot of things in there that we were just taking for granted, and it cost us a game.
Yeah, it did there. And it was tough in the second half for scoring. Jackson Renford scored all your points in the second half. And just what was maybe the challenge for your team that they couldn't get anybody else to get the buckets in the second half?
They're impatient. I mean, we didn't get through our offense very many times, if any. And again, when we get behind, it's like a 1-point game, and all of a sudden we think, oh my goodness, and, you know, like there's still a quarter and a half left, and we're in panic mode, you know. So other guys have to step up, and I don't feel like the ball moved very well for us today at all, which is a big part of why, you know, there's not a lot of guys getting involved in the scoring, is the ball was sticking everywhere. So, you know, credit Southeast Saline, but a disappointing day for us.
It was, and the rebounds, I thought you guys were good for the most part on that, even though Southeast kind of snuck in and got a couple, but it looked like you guys were going to get the rebounds.
Yeah, and some of those were long shot threes that we just kind of went straight to the rim and it bounced over our head. Some of them were, we tried to rebound it with one hand and they just were stronger and took it away. Lots of possessions that we took for granted, and like I said, it cost us in a big way. But you know, not a lot to really say about it, other than we settled too much, and defensively we weren't as locked in as we needed to be.
How much of it also was affected by your rotation here without Duff there for the first time this year, and it'll be for an extended amount of time? How much did that kind of affect the flow a little bit for what you wanted to do?
I mean, it affects it because he's a heck of a defender, and he's a guy that moves the ball and runs our offense. So, I mean, when you take that away, you need somebody else to step up. I thought, you know, Camden and Brooks gave us some good minutes. Thought Coy gave us some good minutes. And maybe they need more of those minutes if we're not going to be willing to run our stuff. And, you know, I thought it was a physical game. I thought there was a lot of bodies in the paint that were pushing and shoving around there, and so when that happens, we've got to space it a little bit better, and we've got to have guys get downhill and drive and create. I thought we were kind of stagnant, you know, on offense. I don't think we were moving around too much, but the rotation without Dylan, you know, we'll find out how long, you know, that will be. But yeah, not having him out there is big, just for, you know, he's kind of that glue guy who does a lot of little things.
Well, a tough way to end the week here, 1-2, but you have no time to rest because it's Huguenin again on Tuesday.
Right. It doesn't stop. And, you know, it's going to be really, really challenging down there. Mm-hmm. But we've got to rise to the occasion and play. You know, and last night, you know, a big factor in that game was their pressure and our turnovers. So we've got to figure that out by Tuesday.
All right. Thanks again for the time, Coach, as always. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.